Hey, Brian, what's up?
What's up, Chris?
I just asked you that.
I'm drinking a brewski. What are you doing?
Me too.
Is it fruity?
It's not great.
It's kind of gross. Did you buy it?
I did.
That was a mistake.
I know.
Okay, so GW. Let's talk about that a little bit because it was actually one of the more exciting games we've been to in the past 4 years.
Yeah, it was probably the best game I've attended in, honest to God, 4 years.
And we lost.
I know. It was fun.
Right, it was fun. It was a good atmosphere. Walking in, I mean, we're bumping into people. People are actually talking about the game as they're walking into the stadium.
It was legitimately crowded, and I think it's due in part because we were playing GW, but it's also Revolutionary Rivalry. You know, there's a little bit of competitive nature in the air because, you know, this is kind of our new little... I think we nexted JMU and we've made GMU our new rival.
And we don't always give Mason a lot of props, but I think they've done a pretty good job building up this rivalry.
Yeah, they hyped it pretty well. And obviously the fans showed up.
Yeah.
And the Mason basketball team, I think, fed off the crowd. You could see it. Otis, if he made a layup, you know, he was jazzing up the crowd.
Yeah. Otis actually responded to one of our tweets where I said I felt like they fed off of us. And he said, definitely. So, I mean, I think he pretty much confirmed that.
Yeah. Well, overall, though, the effort that night, afternoon, it was a noon game. But overall, the effort was amazing. We lost. But what were some of the highlights? Like, can you pick out three things that you that just stood out in your head?
Yeah. I mean, I think the one obvious one is the Otis Livingston fast break behind the back pass to Abrams for a monster jam.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. And I don't know about you, but you were sitting, I was sitting baseline at the game taking pictures. You were sitting at the media table and we texted each other, I've got goosebumps. Right. Because the place popped off. GW had to take a timeout. It was a great experience.
And I think right before that, another high point was when JJ got an and one and went nuts and the whole team was like flexing all over the court.
Yes, that was awesome. And I'm going to go number three, Greer sinking a deep three. He got hot late. He was standing right in front of me. I'm taking these pictures of Greer just draining these threes. I mean, they were just straight swishes. Oh my God.
And if you want
to see
the picture, head to buy_George, you can see how good the kid's form is. It's high, it has good arc, he has a good follow through, he's actually jumping.
It's almost like his dad played in the NBA or something and he just learned a perfect form.
Right. I think he's going to become a good shooter.
Right. Well, he is.
So. Yep. He's shot pretty well. I mean, he's had multiple 20 plus games so far and versus pretty good opponents.
Right. And, you know, U of R, it's hard to say. GW. They beat UVA early on in the season. You know, they've had their ups and downs, but overall, they're a top five A-10 team. They're borderline bubble team for the tournament. But, you know, that was a quality opponent. We put up some points. I can't really be upset with the loss, you know. But let's actually, so I think what we saw, it was a great performance. We kind of, you know, fumbled in the last 2 minutes, but we moved on to Richmond. And how did that turn out?
Yeah, we got ourselves a win.
It was big.
It was big, and it's our second road A-10 win of the season.
Right, and zero home wins of the season, so right. We have two overall wins. Unfortunately, we weren't able to watch it. We weren't able to make the trip. There's no TV, so we were
listening on 106.7 The Fan.
Right. 106.7 The Fan, smooth jazz in Mason basketball. Sorry.
One day they're going to listen to us and give us a chance. Mm-hmm. So it was fun though. I thought Bill Rowland brought a lot of energy. It's fun to get a different perspective on it sometimes. I would have loved to watch it, but hey, I was getting sized in my car.
And so from what I read of the game, it looked like Otis killed it. Put up, 18 points. He made some clutch baskets late. You know, the kid's pretty much putting himself in place to win the A-10 Rookie of the Year, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you know who else has something to say about that? Greer, who put up 20 points. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty good battle between them to see who wins A-10 Rookie of the Year.
Right? And it looks like, just judging from some highlights, that we got another monster dunk when Shevin basically dunked all over their guard. It was clearly a foul, and it wasn't called.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have seen that live.
Shevin put up points.
13-12.
Put up a double-double in limited action. He got in foul trouble early. And
Well, I think we're seeing they're playing him a little bit less, and they're giving other people a chance. Like, versus GW, Danny Dixon played a bunch of minutes instead of Shevin, and I wonder if it's to keep him fresh And it looks like it's still yielding the same results.
Yeah, he had a foot injury, and I'm not sure if he's completely healed, but it looks like he's getting stronger, he's getting better, he's learning the game. So, who knows? But overall, two positive games trending upward. I think that we're both pleased in what we saw. Had, you know, did we see the team take a turn and turn the corner, and are they trending upward? It's too early to tell, but we've got a great opponent coming up in Dayton, which we're going to talk about later. But what do you think? I mean, I don't know.
I think we're trending up. I think we have to be excited because, you know, it sucks that we're in an era where having a close loss is exciting, but it just felt like the Larrañaga days.
And it was a team that was well coached. I mean, I think the team really responded after Paulson was teed up. Unfortunately, you know, he's actually had that happen to him a few times, but the team responded. They came back with some points. They were fired up. The crowd fed off it. It was awesome.
Did you see him like dancing or like
he did like a little high step thing? I don't know what the hell that was.
That's been retweeted a bunch of times now. Right. Well, it was kind of funny.
It was pretty nutty.
If you haven't seen it, check out Giant Killer's Twitter. He's got it posted.
Yeah, he's got some good stuff there.
Yep. So we're excited right now, to say the least. We're excited for Saturday's game. It's a nighttime game. It's versus a close rival. But
wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. That tanked. What am I talking
about? I actually think you're talking about the Dayton game, but I think we'll save that for after the commercial break. All right.
Okay. Stay tuned.
All right. Your real estate tip of the day brought to you by E4 Realty Group. Always get pre-approved by a bank prior to looking for a home. Call Brian Lawrence at 703-582-7851 if you're looking for a home. Or visit his website at www.brian.e4realty.com. You are killing me with these commercials.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get paid. It's been a while.
Can't you buy some advertising time on another podcast?
Man, I'm advertising right here, dog. It's 703-582-7851. Yep, call me.
We got it, and no one's calling.
Oh, man. So we're going to give you here segment two.
Okay.
It's called What If.
The what ifs.
What. So we're going to start you off with Tim Quarterman.
Tim Quarterman, a Hewitt product. We were very close to getting this kid. A 6'5", 6'6", point guard, very rare. Ended up signing with LSU. The kid is a top 15 pick in the NBA draft, as projected by NBA Draft Express. He's currently averaging 11.7 points, 5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. The kid is doing it all. We could totally have used him the last few years under Hewitt or even with Paulson. The kid's a stud.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing Miles Tate, so we could pretty much use anybody. So what about A.J. English?
A.J. English is probably one of the best scorers in the nation. So I know that we were heavily recruiting him. He took visits here at Mason. He ended up signing at Iona. I think he actually took an extra prep school year. Ended up going to Iona. I think he was top five in the nation in scoring last year. Currently, he's averaging 22.3 points a game, 4.7 rebounds, 5.9 assists. This kid, we could have used him. He's just such a pure scorer. And when you have a bunch of freshmen, you just kind of need a guy to step up and take some shots. And A.J. English could have been that.
Okay, what about Michael Carrera?
Yeah, so this is another kid that we were targeting. I thought that originally he was a little undersized. You know, he was like a Spanish kid. I was like, okay, well, whatever. We ended up not going with him. Michael Carrera ended up committing to South Carolina. He's currently putting up huge points in big games. He has 13.8 points this year, 7.4 rebounds. You know, he would be ideal for us at the four. He could even maybe play the three. You know, just kind of like a Ryan Pearson scrappy type guy. We could definitely use that this year.
Okay, and probably my favorite on this list. What about Shane Larkin?
So, funny story about Shane Larkin. He showed up to Mason Day, or Midnight Madness, actually. He was there with his dad, Barry Larkin, Hall of Famer. Yeah. And so, Corey Edwards was there with Vaughn Gray. They both commit together the same night. Shane Larkin tweets, well, I guess I'm not going to Mason because they just found their point guard. Yeah, that hurt. And Shane Larkin ended up following Larrañaga to University of Miami, where he averaged nearly 15 points a game his senior year, and ended up getting drafted, and now he's currently on the Nets.
Yeah, I think he's getting significant minutes as well.
That was a huge miss.
All right, and this is Chris's favorite, I believe. What about Ahmad Gilbert?
I wanted this kid so bad. I would have said, let's keep Hewitt if we could just keep...
Zippy.
Well, I know. But Ahmad Gilbert, 6'7", he could shoot threes, coming out of Philly. Ended up signing with Minnesota after we, obviously, the change of guards with Paulson coming in. Paulson couldn't retain him. Is he doing anything at Minnesota? No. He dislocated a finger. He's pretty much just a non-factor this year. He's pretty much a standard freshman in a, you know, a Power 5 conference. You're going to be a nobody, you know? So could he have, you know, had valuable minutes with us? Yeah, sure, certainly. And they're not even doing well. I think they've lost like 10 straight. So if he thought he joined a better situation in Minnesota, he's wrong, because there's definitely something important here with all of our freshmen, and he's missing out.
Okay, and moving right along, what about Frank Mason?
Frank Mason, I don't know if anybody watched the Kansas versus Oklahoma game a few weeks ago. A classic. Frank Mason was playing amazing defense against Oklahoma's stud. What's his name? Heald? Whatever. Either way, he's averaging this year 13.1 points, 4.8 rebounds, 4.7 assists. The kid's just kind of doing it all. He was kind of under-recruited. I know that when we were going after him, he was a bit of a stretch. He ended up going with Kansas. And he's actually putting up valuable minutes right now.
Is he a guard?
Point guard, yeah.
Wow, so he's point guard getting four rebounds a game?
Yeah, and so a lot of these point guards we could have been using, you know, over Corey Edwards the last few years.
Okay, so the first names we gave you, all pretty good, doing okay. We're going to give you three names that's, thank God they didn't come. What about C.J. Jackson?
So, all right. I've tried to do some research. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mason Nation. Where the hell did this kid go? I have absolutely no clue where CJ Jackson went. So he committed to us. He should have actually been a freshman this year. Hewitt backed out. He obviously reneged his letter of intent. I have no idea where this kid went. So, you know, say hello to CJ Jackson in the Twilight Zone. I don't know. Is he prep school? I don't know if he signed anywhere.
Hey, yeah. If you know where he went, leave a comment on our page and let us know.
Unsolved mysteries.
What about Devin Wilson? I've seen him play a couple times.
Devin Wilson was really impressive at Virginia Tech his freshman year, even sort of in his sophomore year. Buzz Williams likes him. This year he's been pretty much a non-factor. He's been battling injuries. I'm not sure how much they're going to use him, you know.
The coaching change definitely hurt him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Devin Wilson, 6'4 point guard again. We could have definitely used his height. He was a dual sport athlete playing football as well. So,
maybe he would have succeeded in the A-10.
For sure.
Okay, and last but not least, John Crosby.
John Crosby. The kid that we had, and then he read a few tweets and then decommitted.
We're not going to say any names.
Right, well... So he's clearly, we wanted him, but you know,
he hasn't produced.
He signed with Dayton and he's done nothing this year. So oddly enough though, Dayton is our next opponent. So
we'll get to see him play.
Yeah.
So. All right. So that's the what ifs, the what if, let us know in our comment section. If we forgot a name, we left someone out, or if you have some information we didn't provide.
Yeah, by all means, we are not like the most definitive source in sports, but for the most part, a lot of the kids that we missed out on have been studs. You know, CJ Jackson, no clue where he ended up, and a few injuries along the way. But for the most part, Mason was recruiting pretty well, and I think that we missed out on a few targets that we could have benefited from this year. At the very least.
Hey, bro, are you hungry?
Yeah, dog, I haven't eaten in a minute.
All right, well, let's go hit up Red Hot Blue.
I only got $5, man. I'm telling you, nothing costs $5 anymore.
Well, you'd be shocked, because Red Hot Blue offers a By George happy hour, $5 appetizers, $2.50 drinks, a $5 signature drink.
Get out of here. There's no way that costs $5, man. You're crazy.
Yes, it's $5. You get two beers or one set of wings for $5 and talk Mason basketball.
For real? Let's go, man.
Let's go, man. Red Hot Blue.
Show me my opponent.
Show me my opponent. Oh, Chris, who are we playing?
I'm starting to dig that song, by the way. Who sings it?
Lil Wayne. It's from Cash Money Millionaires. Probably came out in like 2003.
Ooh, I'm old. All right, so show me my opponent. Who are we looking at here? Dayton?
Dayton.
Top 25. I think they're number 24 in the nation. They're a good team, if not the best team in the A-10. VCU might have something to say about that. But they made the tournament. They made a run last year. This is a talented team. Bring back a lot of weapons. In fact, how many losses do they have this year? What is this? Three? They have three losses all year. Wow. They're 18-3 right now.
Wow. Is Mason going to be their fourth loss? Will Mason beat Dayton Saturday night?
That's a bit. Yeah. No, we're not beating them. But if you listen to last podcast, I said we'd lose to U of R, so...
You never know.
Never know.
Yeah, no. What happened in our last game versus them? Do you remember?
Versus Dayton?
Yeah, did we play Dayton yet?
No.
Oh, so this is our first time.
I mean, if you want to look back at 2015 with Paul Hewitt.
Yeah, no one wants to look back at that era.
That was a blowout. So
we get to play an opponent for the first time. They haven't seen us. We haven't seen them. And I think that we have a chance. It's exciting to have a top 25 team come into the Eagle Bank Arena.
It's rare. It doesn't happen very often. But I just kind of want to highlight a few of the wins that Dayton's had thus far. So they've beaten Alabama. They've beaten William & Mary, who's actually not bad this year. Props to the CAA. They're actually one of the better conferences this year in all of college basketball. So they beat William & Mary. They beat Iowa. Iowa's number 5 in the nation right now. They beat Monmouth. If you know anything about Monmouth, they beat USC, they beat UCLA, they beat Georgetown.
Is that the team that dances on the sidelines?
Yes, and so they're going to be the kind of a surprise mid-major come tournament time. They lost to Xavier. They were blown out. Okay, well, whatever. But they ended up beating number 21 Vanderbilt. I mean, the list goes on. They've beaten a ton of teams this year. I can't honestly say that, you know, we have any shot.
Right. It's one of those situations similar to when we played VCU that it would just be another good win for us.
Yeah.
And it would help build confidence for the young guys.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. But, you know, it's Dayton, man. This team's good. They went to the Sweet 16 last year. They brought in, a few new guys. I mean, I don't know much about them. I do know that their leading scorer Cook is cooking it. He's cooking. He's got 15.7 points a game.
Right. And I mean, they got two guys averaging more than anyone on our team. So I think Otis is right around 12 points, maybe 13 after these last couple games. But we don't have anyone that's getting into that 15-point range.
But where we can maybe take advantage of them is maybe on the rebounds. I mean, they don't really have any dominant rebounder. So
we do have size, too. So if we can just check out and continue to fight on the boards, we can win that side of the game very often.
Yeah, we crushed Richmond last night on the boards, and that was probably the factor that and free throws, which, you know, really gave us the win last night. But Dayton, they have one of our guys, John Crosby. We talked about him earlier, the what ifs. He's averaging 2.6 points a game.
We'll be excited to see him.
And about 9 points. Yeah, I mean, the kid had pretty much verbally committed to us, and then, you know, sayonara. Yeah. So it'll be interesting
to see.
And
a lot of fans were very bitter when he didn't come to Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure to come out to that game, too. Apparently, we're going to have a green out. Chris, tell us about the whiteout we had on Saturday.
That whiteout?
Who's going to wear white?
I don't know. I don't know who has Mason gear that's white.
I don't have a single article of Mason gear that's white.
So the green out makes sense. So show up Saturday, 6 o'clock, green gear. We're going to green out. I don't know.
Okay, so...
Should be a good game.
Yeah. I mean... We're really excited.
Yeah.
So the truth is we think it's going to be a 20-point blowout, so it's hard to get excited. But, you know, we're going to waste another Saturday night for Mason basketball.
I'm going to throw something else out there. Join us at Red Hot Blue. I know that we're pushing this a lot. Join us at Red Hot Blue. We'll be there 2 hours before the game. Talk Mason basketball. Get a few, you know, beer specials, some appetizers.
We may have a guest appearance. You never know.
Yeah, and it'll be a surprise too. So
show up, show us some support, buy our gear, tell us you love us,
or don't buy our gear and just tell give us money anyways.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the last and final segment. Man, I know when I was planning my wedding, my fiance was constantly on my case because I wasn't doing enough. Well, I got some good news for you. You need to visit Brooke Colvin's website, port17.etsy.com. She's doing everything from designing your invitations to your save the dates. She'll even design your menu. Again, that's port17.etsy.com. Say Bye George sent you.
Brian. Hey, attention. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm here.
What are you watching?
Right now, I watch this show on Showtime called Shameless.
Shameless. Okay, I've seen it. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, the chick is constantly getting topless, the main actress.
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah. So she's hot. That's why I started watching it.
Yeah.
Well, what are you watching right now?
I'm also watching Shameless. My sister's watching Shameless. My girlfriend's watching Shameless. Wow. Everyone I know is watching Shameless.
It's a good show.
I like it. It's like a dramedy, you know?
Yeah.
It's the what are they called?
Everyone loves watching white trash TV, and that's essentially what it is.
I think it's funny. So did you watch the recent episode?
I did.
So you saw Lip and Dave or Ian, whatever you want to call him.
Yep, I saw Lip slaying a silly professor.
Oh yeah,
the show just kind of, you know, it allows you to live in a little dream world, because who didn't want to slay a teacher at one time?
That's true.
All right, so what else are we watching right now?
Well, I just watched The People versus OJ.
Ooh, tell me about it.
It's on FX. It's like a mini series. Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing OJ. Travolta's in it.
What's his role?
He plays one of the lawyers. He plays Shapiro.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, yeah, no, it's a pretty good show. I think the acting's there. It kind of plays off the Making a Murderer. It's kind of the original Making a Murderer, in the sense that it was like the celebrity trial of the century.
My mom watched it every single day at lunchtime. I was forced to watch it.
Right.
I mean, I was like five. I had no idea what was going on.
But going back and watching this TV show, you realize how guilty OJ was. I mean, dear God. I mean, I get
but
why.
The glove didn't fit, right?
Okay. The blood, everything else, the fact that he beat her up, and it was his ex-wife, and she was with some other guy. Come on.
All right, well, keep it in FX for me. What else? I know you love FX. What else are you watching on FX? What do you recommend our listeners to watch?
Three words: Man Seeking Woman. Love it. Best show on television. You want to know what it's about?
I do.
All right. So it's pretty much, it's made for guys our age, you know, 20s, late 20s, 30s, whatever, and the dating scene. And it's hilarious. It's pretty much, it parodies certain things that guys run into during like their dating life, you know, using Tinder or, you know, finding a girl on the rebound, maybe settling for a chick that's not so attractive. They cover all these
things.
That's
like my whole college career.
Right. So if you have time to check out Man Seeking Woman. Have you watched it yet?
I have not watched it yet.
Please check it out.
One show that you recommended that I am really enjoying is Fargo. That's a show that I just think is shot very well. The camera work.
It's beautiful.
It's done really well.
The cinematography, the acting, the whole thing. The one thing about that show, though, what do you think about like the whole alien aspect?
Yeah, that kind of threw me off.
It's a little weird. I mean, I already finished it, and they don't. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to ruin it for you, but
yeah, It doesn't come full circle.
No.
Okay. So should I stop watching it?
No, watch it. It's great, but the whole alien thing, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, thank God I didn't. My wife didn't continue watching it because her and aliens they don't work out. Are you gonna watch? Are you gonna watch the Oscars?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
And are you hoping that this is Leo's first
best actor nom?
Yeah.
Am I hoping for that?
Are you hoping that he wins? You don't care? All the good movies this man's made and he's never won?
I saw The Revenant. I liked it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Grade it for me in a grading scale.
Okay, I'd give it like A-.
Ooh. So
it was really well shot. It was really well done. The acting was great. The action was great. It felt very real. Alejandro, whatever his name is, shot it really well. I mean, you just felt like you were there with him. I mean, the whole time you felt cold the whole time. So yeah, will he win best actor? Yeah. Will it win best picture? Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I just said it.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first. Chris Jones giving you the Revenant.
You heard it here first. No one else has projected Revenant as winning the Oscar for Best Picture.
All right, All right, last but not least on what you're going to watch. What are you doing this Saturday at 6 o'clock?
God, I don't know. So many things to do. I don't know. Maybe I'll check out that the basketball game.
Which one? I have no idea.
You have no idea what basketball game I'm referring to. We're on a By George podcast. We talk about Mason basketball. Of course, I'm watching the basketball game.
We will both be in attendance.
Top 25.
Where we're sitting, I don't know, because we tend to move all over the place. We've sat from everywhere from on the baseline, like literally on the baseline, to a guy had to tell me I couldn't sit there without a camera.
Right.
We've also sat in the nosebleeds a couple of times.
I put my back against the back wall of the Eagle Bank Arena.
We have sat all over that. One time we were there for an early scrimmage, and a guy told us we couldn't sit. There was no one there. We were maybe 200 or 400 people there.
Yes, for some reason, security likes to think like they're like hot stuff. They're like, ooh, you can't sit here. It's like,
hello.
There's like 30 people here for the whole game.
We've been sitting where we want for like 4 years. Now, for a scrimmage, you're going to tell us we can't? Okay. Woo! So, yeah, Saturday night, show up. Treat it like that GW game. The atmosphere was great. The team feeds off of us. It's evident.
If you want to give our team any chance of winning, they have to feed off the fans. You got to show up. They love it. We love it. We feed off each other. It's mutual. Show up, please.
Please. All right, guys, that's By George, episode number 2. Show us some love. Give us your feedback. Share it, retweet it, whatever you got to do.
No one's showing us love, and no one's giving us any feedback.
Hey, well, hopefully those of you who show up to our pregame happy hour, let us know what you think.
Just tell us what's up.
By George, we're out.
Out.
Peace.
God. Say